Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Gateway to Happiness. We're on page 23. And we're dealing with the idea that it's a mitzvah to be happy. The Torah states in the book of Dvarim, Deuteronomy, the fifth book, the Torah commands us to be happy. It states in the verse, "You shall rejoice with all the good that the Almighty has given you." My teacher, the late head of Telz Yeshiva, Rav Mordechai Gifter, said this is a mitzvah. Now, where the Torah talk? What is the Torah talking about? It's talking about bikurim, the first fruits. If a person has a field in the land of Israel, the first fruits from the seven special species, we have to bring the first produce, bring it to Jerusalem, bring it to the temple, and we make it the statement, I am grateful for the good that God has given me. So we're talking about a person's in a state of joy because of the first fruits, but this idea, rejoice with all the good, applies to you and me and everyone. We should all rejoice with all the good that we've been blessed with. Now the question arises, why do you need a special directive to rejoice with the good in your life? Isn't that automatic? Good things happening to us, we'll be happy. Person wins a major lottery, you don't need a verse. Oh, be happy you won the lottery. A person wins a major lottery, a person's automatically happy. A person gets engaged, a person's excited. Many good things happening to a person, a person's life, of course we're happy. What do you need a special verse to tell us to rejoice with this good? So my teacher, the late head of Telz Yeshiva, Mordechai Gifter, cites the very well-known midrash that states a universal law of human nature. Whoever has 100 wants 200. Whoever has 200 wants 400. The natural tendency of us human beings is that we always want more. There's some positive aspects to that. We don't get complacent in spiritual matters and growth through wisdom. We want more. But there's a problem. And the problem is not that we want more. The problem is it's easy to discount what we have. To keep thinking, I'm going to be happy when I get more, when I double this, when I get more. Those who started off with iPods or MP3 players, a smaller amount of memory, after you think, oh, it's so much, I can listen to so many songs, hear so many lectures, I hear so many ideas, this is wonderful and beautiful. And after a short while, oh, this is running out. I wish I had a bigger, and I wish I had double and wish more. And therefore, that is the challenge that we all have. We have to appreciate the good in our life. We have to appreciate, be grateful for the good things we have. And that's the idea of brachos. The idea of blessing is to help us get a greater feeling for this. And that's day in, day out, especially this coming week. Keep thinking more and more, what am I grateful for? And appreciate the good. Even though we might want more, appreciate the good things in your life.